Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. This is Morning Report number 196. We are honing in on 200. You guys know how much I love milestones, right? You guys know how much I love milestones. And we are heading in on a milestone. We are at 196. I know there are people who are thinking that we wouldn't get to six. I know there are people who are hoping we wouldn't get to six, but we are at 196 today. It is Friday, September 18th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. I also found out, I don't know if they really intended us to find out, but we've got some listeners who are not necessarily on our team all the time. I think they enjoyed the September 11th show, which is hard not to enjoy, frankly. But I think they're going to listen in to see if I am, I don't know, meeting their qualifications. You know, it is funny to me, and I'm going to get to what we're going to talk about here in a little bit, but it is funny to me that people are, so there's some people who watch me. I don't say they follow me, but they watch me, and they're really under the impression somehow that I'm trying to play it down the middle, that I'm not agenda-driven, that I'm trying to play checkers while everybody else is playing three-dimensional chess. No, not me. No. I tried that. We tried that very early on, and found out that it just wasn't going to work. We were not going to move the needle the way we need to move the needle. But because we are dealing with people who aren't honest. We are dealing with dishonest brokers. So we learned early. We learned the lesson that Glenn Beck learned, that we're going to have to just say what we mean. No more beating around the bush. No more playing devil's advocate. No more of that. If you thought that this was not an agenda-driven program, I'm sorry. I wasn't clear about that. Because definitely it is. And the agenda is America. The agenda is freedom. The agenda is liberty. The agenda is not the status quo. It is not. And the agenda is no, you don't get to decide. You don't get to decide. No one gets to decide where my moral standing is. You don't get to decide. Sorry, you don't. I know you'd like to. I know you'd like to shame me into silence, but it's not going to happen. Because we are at episode 196 of this particular podcast. There are over 3,000, almost 4,000 others that we've already done. So, yeah, too late. Too late. Hey, listen, today we're going to cover some stories that I think are interesting. The first story is, why don't you think that CNN is going to be a moderator of a presidential debate? Isn't it interesting? We're going to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez basically says the quiet power out loud when talking about Joe Biden and a Joe Biden presidency. It isn't what we did. It's not what we didn't know. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing new in this story. It just confirms what we already knew. And the third story today will be, hey, guess what? It's okay to vote in person now. Yeah. How that changed and why it changed. Although you and I knew it was okay to vote in person all the time. Hashtag vote in person. And still, vote in person. Go vote in person. All right, we need a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report 196. It is Friday, September 18th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. We'll be back right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. Well, good morning and welcome back to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. Go to the website, check it out, click under the Morning Report heading, and you'll get all the Morning Reports, all 190 196 episodes that we have done thus far, going all the way back to, let's see, I'm trying to get back to when we started this, but it's such a long list. It's going to take a while to get back to. Yeah, it's been a long time. A long time. Yes, indeed. And check out my Morning Report 15. Our friend Paul Swanson actually hosted that one. Actually, he hosted two of them. He hosted 15, and there was a phone conversation with Paul on 15 and 16. So we're going to try, and number 9. So we're going to try to get him to come back and do another one soon. Yes, indeedy. All right, let's get to the stories. You gotta love that. Let's get to the stories. A lot of people, unfortunately, I think, are still under the belief, still under the thought pattern that mainstream media, and that includes the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and of course the cable news networks, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, are all down the middle. And a lot of people think that Fox News is the far right extremist fascist alternative, which is really interesting to a lot of us who have been watching Fox News for a long time. No, Roger Ailes isn't there anymore. Rupert Murdoch is a doddering old man, and his kids are not conservatives. The kids that are running Fox News are not conservative, and not even in the least. The only person who seems to have it together at all on that network is Tucker Carlson. And he is under constant attack. So it's hardly a conservative alternative. The conservative alternatives are out here with us. Out here with us, you hear me? The conservative alternatives are our fight back media, the Tatum Report, Tophertown Music, the Strong One. I mean, that's what you're talking about. That's where you're going to hear it. That's where you're going to be able to find a home if you're a conservative. So you wonder, why isn't CNN going to be able to moderate any of the debates? Well, after Biden's town hall event, this pretty much shows why CNN isn't moderating any presidential debates. Joe Biden praised the idea of incorporating fact checkers into the presidential debates. Well, yeah, because he knows that all the, quote, fact checkers, end quote, will fall down on the sword left, right? But those desperately needed fact checkers were nowhere to be found at the CNN town hall event with Biden on yesterday. In stark contrast to President Trump's town hall event with ABC's George Snuffleupagus, earlier this week, CNN's Anderson Cooper and a crowd of mostly friendly supporters took turns at asking the 77-year-old candidate softball questions. They just weren't softball. They were softball, slow pitch softball. He wasn't even softball. It was wiffle ball. Slow pitch, underhanded wiffle ball. Biden told all sorts of lies during the one-hour event on CNN, fitting location for such fake news. Biden lied when he accused President Trump of not mentioning the coronavirus in his State of the Union address. And this is what Biden says. Biden says, "My administration will take all the necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat." That's what Trump said in the State of the Union address, which Nancy Pelosi ripped up. You remember? Y'all remember? You can still go back and see it. It's still out there. That's what he said. Interesting. No fact checking. Nothing said, oh, maybe he was mistaken. Nothing. No fact checking. Biden also repeated debunked conspiracy theories about the post office and mail collection boxes, though he couldn't remember the name of those places where you put your ballots. Yeah, precincts. Biden blamed President Trump for the coronavirus pandemic, saying that if the president had done his job, all the people would still be alive. To prove his preposterous claim, Biden told the crowd simply, "Look at the data." That's what Joe Biden and the Democrats mean by science, quote, end quote. Biden called on governors to enforce mask wearing and vowed to mandate mask wearing on federal property if elected president. But while CNN and Biden pretended to be taking the virus seriously, a maskless Biden was caught approaching Cooper and whispering in the host's ear as CNN cut to commercial. You think he had to go to the bathroom or something, possibly? I don't know. It also looked like CNN went to great lengths to find Biden supporters to ask friendly questions of the candidate. This is a tweet from Zach Parkinson. And it has a picture of one of the people asking a question, and it also has a picture of the same dude holding a Biden sign, and then another picture of that person taking a picture with Joe Biden. This is the guy who's asking him the underhand wiffle ball questions. Biden interrupted one of the Trump supporters there as she attempted to ask a question. After denying that his climate plan embraces policies in the Green New Deal, now pay attention to this, kids, write this down. He denied that his climate plan embraces the policies of the Green New Deal. Biden said he didn't think AOC's Green New Deal, he said he didn't think AOC's Green New Deal is, quote, too much, and says his own plan will fundamentally change the way in which we deal with the environment. What the hell does that mean? AOC told a reporter on Thursday that she was confident that she and other progressives would push Joe Biden to the far left. Let's hop to the next story right now. She says the quiet part out loud. While Joe Biden's name may be officially on the ballot this November, everyone knows by now that the far-left radicals, rebels, will be the ones destroying America for the next 4 years should Biden somehow magically, mysteriously, horrifically win this election. Confirming those fears on Thursday, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat from New York, told a reporter that she is confident in her ability to push progressive policies through the Biden administration, or as Biden's running mate calls it, the Harris administration, saying the quiet part out loud, together with Joe Biden. Overall, we can likely push President Biden into a more progressive direction across policy issues, AOC confided in a reporter on Capitol Hill. The self-described Democratic socialist is confident the Democrat nominee will embrace the far-left progressive policies across the board, including the areas of foreign policy, immigration, and criminal justice. AOC and her squad members have called for defunding police departments and continued mob violence in the street. Biden is already in the process of AOCing his political agenda. Biden has promised health care to illegal immigrants, embraced AOC's Green New Deal, and promised a pathway for citizenship for millions of illegal aliens. And this is the so-called, quote, moderate, end quote, Trojan horse that the AOC and her ilk plan on riding into the White House on November 3rd. That's what's going on, kids. And that's what's happening. I wish it were different. I do so much wish it were different. I do. But it ain't. I wish it were different, but it ain't. It's not. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Mueller Report. And you know what? It's Friday, and I know that we normally play The Price is Right on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But because I think Tuesday was weird, and we did play the Thursday one on Thursday, we're going to actually do the Thursday one again. What do you think? It's worth another listening to. It most certainly is. We'll do that when we get back from these messages. Thanks again. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, And that's why My Florist is not a website or phone number. My Florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdaze.com. Fight Back Media is proud to have a rock-solid conservative contribute to our effort on the Morning Report. And now it's time for The Bryce Is Right.
This is Tim Bryce with my column entitled, Politicians, Are We Asking the Right Questions? I've been making the rounds through local political meetings lately and have met a lot of candidates for the November elections. Everything from congressman to senator to county commissioner to school board representative to dog catcher. There's a lot of new faces running for office, probably because they realize the citizens are fed up with the status quo. Interestingly, I notice a lot of the new faces are not much better than the old faces. I don't care what party you're in, there's a certain level of smarminess associated with a politician running for office. Maybe it's because the candidate is trying to appease everyone. You have to smile a lot, shake a lot of hands, and be a jolly Wally. I don't take these types of politicians seriously, and I tend to wash my hands afterwards. They're just plain smarmy, if you ask me. I'm generally disappointed in the types of questions we ask candidates. People tend to ask about their position of the catastrophe du jour. I tend to believe it's rather easy to answer such a question in retrospect. It's a lot harder to get them to give their opinion on what they would do in a future calamity. You tend to get vague generalities in this situation. I don't believe we're asking the candidates the right questions. As for me, I see this as an interview for a job, which it is. Consequently, we should ask questions about their skills, experience, and why they believe they are qualified for the job. For example, here are the typical questions I like to ask politicians. What is the biggest job you've ever had? How many people have reported to you? What kind of performance reviews have you had? How do you accept criticism? What is the biggest decision you have had to make in your professional career? How did you come to your decision? What was the largest project you worked on in terms of money and people? What was your specific role in the project? And what was the outcome? Was it successful or failure? How do you prepare a feasibility study? What steps do you go through? What business skills do you possess, such as speaking, writing, negotiations, cost-benefit analysis, return on investment, and so on? Again, if this sounds like a job interview, it is. In a republic, the masses elect people to serve office and in the process make their own decisions. Although they should listen to their constituents, they are not bound to follow popular opinion, which would be a pure democracy. I therefore want to know if the candidate knows how to make a rational decision and has the proper character for the job. I would much rather know the answer to these questions than the latest public relations spin. We need more government officials with character than we need smarminess. Friends, keep the faith. It's Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
Thanks, Tim. Tim is always good, isn't it? It's always good. Thanks so much. If you want more of that, you got to go to timbryce.com, timbryce.com. That's Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, Tim, T-I-M. You know that, timbryce.com. Check it out. It's all good. He is one. He is the chief bottle washer and janitor over at tbctampa.com. tbctampa.com. You want to check out some of his writings there as well. You want to make that part of your daily thing, how you see the world, how you get up in the morning. We want that to be part of your day. All right, let's get to the last story today that I find interesting. You know, I've been adding hashtag vote in person to most of my Facebook stuff. And I've had some pushback that, you know, this whole idea of vote in person is political. Well, yeah, hell yeah, it is. But it's okay, because Democrats' hopes of having the November election completely ballot harvested by mail are in tatters. Following a string of court losses and a strategy that appears to have backfired, Democrats are now scrambling to reassure their worried base that voting in person during the coronavirus pandemic is all safe after all. I mean, common sense came to bear with a lot of us early. And really, if you can go to the Walmart, or if you can go to Lowe's, or you can go to Home Depot and spend an hour at the freaking Home Depot, supposedly social distance from other people there, if you can go to friggin' Disney World or SeaWorld or Busch Gardens or Universal or Six Flags and stay socially distanced from people, yeah, you can go into a precinct and spend 15 minutes in there socially distancing, voting in person. You can. Stop with the stupidity. But anyway, they're trying to reassure their worried base that voting in person during the coronavirus pandemic is safe after all. Disregard their previous hysteria over the past 6 damn months. Why? Because these court cases, they are losing. And they're losing in the court of public opinion as well. Democrats, ever confident in the media's ability to gaslight the American people, are now telling voters that it's completely safe to cast your ballot in person come November. Democrats spent months accusing people of not caring about human life if they oppose the crazy Nancy's plan to mail in 160 million ballots out and allow paid campaign operatives, harvesters, to go around collecting them. What could possibly go wrong? With the Antifa mom showing up at your door, making sure that your ballot is filled out correctly? Of course, science has always suggested that voting in person poses little risk of spreading the Wuhan coronavirus. And we'll call it the Chinese Communist Party virus, like you do in the Epic Times. About 413,000 voters participated in person during the Wisconsin primary and had a very small number. A few dozen of coronavirus cases were linked to the election. And there were no deaths. South Korea also held its elections, and not a single coronavirus case was linked to in-person voting. Even Fauci has said there is no reason people can't safely vote in person in November. While there was no spike in COVID cases after the Wisconsin election, there was a spike in absentee ballots found lying around the streets in Milwaukee. And there was a spike in July of 1,600 ballots in a mislabeled box in New Jersey. The same was true in Nevada, where ballots stacked up outside apartment complexes and others in and around Las Vegas. Voter rolls are notoriously messy. People die, they move out of state, they register to vote over and over again, which is why the rolls need to be cleaned in order to prevent voter fraud. Moving a national election just months away to a vote-by-mail was never a tenable option. But Democrats insisted that the ballot box should be secured by nothing more than the honor system. Democrats never believed their own hysteria about overvoting in person. In early May, Democrats added 3 polling centers in Democrat-rich cities in California, and the last-minute effort to keep the state's 25th congressional district blue in a special election to replace disgraced former Representative Katie Hill. You know, you remember Katie? Katie was in a free open marriage relationship with her husband and one of her assistants and her husband, you know, started doing their own thing, started doing their two-way thing, not a three-way thing. Remember, okay. Democrats purposefully set up a polling centers in the most diverse part of the district, even knowing that the coronavirus disproportionately kills minorities. If they believed in-person voting would be a super spreader event, why would Democrats risk the lives of their constituents? And let's not forget, the media also greenlit the leftist riots for friggin' months. Democrats never cared about the health of Americans one way or the other. All they care about is politicizing the pandemic to regain power in November. That's what it's been all about all along. Vote in person. And speaking of that, we here at Fightback Media are looking for pictures, short videos, interviews, whatever you can do out there legally and safely to let us document what this election is going to be about. Now, you don't have to wait until election day. If there is early voting going on, that's cool. If there are absentee ballot collection centers, great. If someone drops by your house and says they're from the election committee and they want to take your ballot, yeah, document that crap. We want to see it. We want to hear about it. This election is very important. And every single oddity and every single bit of normality needs to be documented. I'm taking that day off. I normally work on that day, but I'm taking that day off and driving around my county and documenting as much as I can. Now, again, when I say document, every state, every district has different laws about what you can take pictures, where you can take pictures, where you can take videos, who you can talk to, where you can talk to. Make sure that you obey the law, because we don't have any bail money. We will not come to your we cannot come to your defense if you need attorneys, if you end up in the hoosegow, if you end up in the cooler. The cooler was, you know, that was jail. And, you know, in that show, Hogan's Heroes, right? We have no money for you. So obey the law. Please obey the law. All right. And you can send those videotapes and those pictures and the interviews and all the accounts to fightbackmedia@gmail.com. 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 All right. We will see you when we see you. We got to get out of here. It is Friday. Have a great weekend. Really enjoy yourselves. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back here Monday morning, bright and early, here on all of the regular platforms, starting with Spreaker, Spotify, iHeart.com, iTunes, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Deezer, CastBox, you name it. And that's only 8, and there are at least 5 more that I forget, frankly. But check us out. And you can also check us out on the FightbackMedia.com website, FightbackMedia.com. Click on the Morning Report banner on the top. Right there, all of the shows, including this one. Thank you ever so much. Till we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPen.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPen.com.